Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Christopher, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. My question is, how do I respond to a recent breakup email from my girlfriend?
An email?
So we had been together for 13 months. Things were pretty serious. Well, out of the blue, she was going away with her family to out of the country. And right before that, so that there would be no way for me to do anything about it, she sent me a breakup email out of the blue.
And that's kind of icky.
That I should not contact. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. All right, let me get a little... So sorry, Christopher. I mean, look, breakups always suck. But there are classy ways to break up and there are unclassy ways. And this one is right up there with the unclassy, or real down there with the unclassy ones. All right, let me get a little more information from you. How old are you?
I'm 34.
And how old is she?
31.
How often did you see each other?
We saw each other most of the weekend, usually one, sometimes two nights a week.
Had there been any recent disagreements?
We never really fought. We did have disagreements, things I'd say, hey, I wish you would do this differently. I kind of thought that she wasn't completely committed to me, kind of kept me on the back burner, and prioritized her friends and family more than me. She did, I guess, say things that she disagreed with, you know, what I was doing as well.
What did she disagree with you doing?
Well, she's a teacher. She's not working right now. Well, I guess she just started up again. But, you know, over the summer, it's my busiest season at work. I'd come home and I'd be tired after work, and she would be ready to go, wanting to do things, and so she didn't think I had a high energy level.
So did the two of you live together?
No, we didn't live together.
Okay. Did her parents approve of you?
They were lukewarm about me.
Because that's what it sounds like. It sounds like this was a relationship. You hear me all the time say, it takes 6 to 9 to 12 months to really get to know somebody. So,
right.
I mean, the breakups that happen in the first couple of months are relatively, I mean, they happen, but, I mean, if you can make it to a third or fourth date, quite often you can make it to about 6 months. And that's when we're past the, and obviously these are kind of generalized rules, but then we get to the point of saying, okay, this person's fun enough to be with, there's enough energy or sexual energy or whatever it is that it's worth going a little bit forward. And then we get to kind of stage two. Well, I guess stage one is there anything here? And by about the third date, we know that there is or there isn't. And then if we can make it the third or fourth date, then we're sort of saying, well, all right, this is kind of fun and we have stuff to talk about. And then we get somewhere 6 to 9 to 12 months of, is this person a keeper? They're fun to be with, but are they just a placeholder? Or are they just someone to kind of spend some time with? Are they a rebound relationship? Yada, yada. And it sounds to me that there may have been the combination of her having a lot of time on her hands and you having none, the whatever the issues were about her lack of commitment to you and you're feeling a little bit abrasive about that, and then going away with her parents, who sounds like they may not have been fans. And so all those things together may have just pushed her to make the decision that says, you know, Christopher, I like you, but there's just really no future here. Now, do I think the way that she did it has any class to it whatsoever? Well, it's better than just disappearing. But it certainly is some explanation of saying, I mean, look, you'd spend a year of your lives with each other and saying, Christopher, you know, I really like you, but I just, I've met someone else, or I need some time off, or I just think we have no place to go, or our sex life has gotten boring, or whatever it is, I think it's better. But people tend to be somewhat cowardly about breaking up. It's not necessarily, they'll say they don't want to hurt your feelings. What they're afraid of is the retaliation to a certain extent. But it sounds like as you talk with me about it, there's enough going on here. It also sounds to me that she's back, yes?
She must be back, yeah. I haven't talked to her since
the question
email,
is,
but...
All right, when did you get the email? How long ago?
I got it maybe 8 to 10 days ago.
Okay. What do you want at this moment?
I feel that she didn't she kind of made a lot of unfair judgments about me that aren't necessarily accurate and based
on
the breakup.
Can you give
me
a couple of examples of that?
For instance, I think that her parents are very, very, very materialistic. I mean, Philistine in nature, and they don't appreciate my background, my education, my intellectualism, and she was kind of in between, and I thought it was on my side, and she could see, kind of create a new interdependence with me, and see everything I could teach her that she wouldn't get from her parents, and we could all kind of learn from each other. And
well, but Christopher, to a certain extent, that's kind of what I said to you, is that I thought the combination of her having a lot of time and you having none, you're kind of discomfort about the fact that she had not prioritized you, and number three, that she was going with her parents, who sounds like they were not fans. And it may have been,
yeah,
Christopher, as much as anything else, they took her on a fancy vacation and said, he'll never be able to do this for you. And I think blaming her, and blaming her parents is an easy scapegoat. But for heaven's sake, she's 31 years old. I mean, so I think blaming her parents is comforting but irrelevant. I mean, first of all, if she's that much under control of her parents, you got a problem, Houston. And so this is her decision, not theirs, and they may have influenced her.
Yeah, I do agree. It's her decision.
But Christopher, hear me. That what I'm saying is, we can't undo the email. We can't undo the last 13 months. I'm saying, what do you want here? Do you have any? I know that there's a part of you. We talked about this yesterday about unfinished business. That there's always the relationships where there's not a clear sense of, all right, here's where we are, that bug us the most, and we know that psychologically, that we long for some sense of closure, even when it's not completely possible and not all that comforting, but it's better than nothing. And what I'm saying to you is, do you have any interest? If we're up to you, would you be back with this woman, knowing who she is?
If she wasn't going to appreciate me for who I am, then I wouldn't want to be back with her.
Well, but I think but honey, I mean, to a certain extent, and I'm not trying to hurt your feelings, because I'm sure they're already a little bit battered. That, I mean, by definition, that's what she's saying, and I think that her way of doing it on one level is very cowardly and maximally hurtful, except on another level, I think another way of looking at it, which is not to give her a whole lot of credit, but to say that she really does feel torn, that to a certain extent she is torn between you and your lifestyle and your personality and her parents and their lifestyle and what they want for her. And the fact that she did this in a very preemptive way before she left with them, I think says that. Now, she always has the option, presumably, which I don't want you to keep that hope unnecessarily alive and painful for you, that she can at some point revisit her value system. But for right now, I think that's exactly what she's saying. She's saying, it's not that I don't love you, or not that I don't, but given a choice between your intellectualism and relative poverty and my parents' sort of anti-intellectualism but more luxurious lifestyle, I opt for them. So by definition, it's not devaluing you per se, but it's saying in the competition you lose. And to a certain extent, if you're saying, well, but I can explain to her why what I offer is better, you don't want to do that. I mean, she knows. She spent a year and a half, or she spent a year with you. So she knows that, and to a certain extent, I guess if I were in your shoes, I would feel some mild comfort, because it doesn't sound to me that she actually had the courage to say this to you. But I think and it sounds to me that I know as well, and her parents know, and she knows, that that's really what, and I mean, you knew that. That was the dividing line of, honey, I will never be rich, but I can, I'll introduce you to the world of music or flowers or culture, and we'll never have what your father has, but we'll be okay. And she said, nope, that's not, I want what Dad has. So, look, if you're going to get dumped for something, get dumped for something real, and this sounds to me real. Again, I'm not crazy about her lack of articulation, that you and I have to do the work that she should have done, but, that cowardice is cowardice, so what are you going to do? But I think what I would do at this moment is understand that she, in fact, is a difficult decision for her, and I think you should take some pride in that and some comfort in that. But she, in fact, made her decision.
Okay.
And it's not that she misinterpreted. She interpreted completely correctly. She just didn't share that interpretation with you. All right, let me put you on hold. You can come back to the How Do Hour in just one moment, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. We'll be back right back with Christopher and then Sandy.
Call Dr. Joy at 855.
Hey, guys, I want to tell you about a really cool company. It's Casper.com, like the ghost, C-A-S-P-E-R. Three guys have created an outrageously comfortable mattress, and here's the best part. They'll give you 100 nights to sleep on it. Totally risk-free. If you don't love this mattress, Casper will pick it up in-home and refund you for everything. No hassles. The holidays are here, and you deserve the gift of a great night's sleep. That's what you get on a Casper mattress, and the only place to get this mattress is at Casper.com. You're going to love it, getting the best night's sleep you've ever had. Hey, don't get ripped off with a store-bought mattress that'll set you back a few thousand dollars. Every size Casper mattress is totally affordable. Try your Casper mattress for 100 nights risk-free with free shipping and returns from Casper.com. For an exclusive offer, use my referral code, Dr. Joy, to get $50 off toward the purchase of your Casper. Casper.com, code Dr. Joy.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, great idea. 855-99-DR-JOY. We're talking with Christopher, whose girlfriend of 13 months sent him an email. Can you, what did specifically, it just said, don't call me, we're done? Did it have any more details than that?
I mean, it was about a page long, and that, you know, she, as you sensed, you know, she was worried that I'd have an adverse reaction to it, and that she's not happy with the relationship. She felt that we, she used to think we had a lot of stuff in common. She doesn't think that anymore, and, you know, she's made her decision, and please, you know, she doesn't want me to contact her ever again.
Okay.
And that's it.
All right, so you had a question you wanted to ask me.
So what is an appropriate response?
I wouldn't respond.
What should I do?
I wouldn't respond.
Still respond at all?
No, I wouldn't. Because realistically, she's made her decision. You're saying if that was the decision she made, I'm done. So what I would do is go, you know, use the time. Obviously, I don't want you sort of launching yourself into another relationship right now, because you need to find your sea legs and spend a lot of time with friends, and hopefully a lot of times with friends not talking about her very much, because it'll just keep it alive and well, or alive and unwell. But, you know, take an adult education class, learn pottery, spend some time at work. Just keep yourself busy, join a bowling league or something. And she may or may not get back in touch with you at some point, and you may or may not want to get in touch with her. But, look, breakups always suck. They really do. They're just not much fun at all. And some people are better at them than others. And she's clearly not very good at it. But this is not, if you look at it carefully, I mean, whenever someone says to me this, you know, they came out of the blue, came out of nowhere, I always say either they are either terrifically good actors, psychotic, or you weren't paying much attention. And obviously, I base my assumptions on mostly number three, is that you knew. And the fact is, what happened is that this was kind of, as long as you were there, and there was a kind of intimacy, not only sexual, but emotional intimacy and geographical proximity, then whatever appeal that the two of you have for each other was alive and well. But with some distance, it, and I think that if you think about it, if you're 34 years old, you've had this experience probably at least once or twice before of, as long as somebody's around, they're perfectly fine. It's not that, as someone, I'll tell you, someone said this to me once, and it was very hurtful at the time, but very useful in retrospect. I said to him at some point, we'd been together for a while, and I said, the girl thing, I said, well, where are you in this? And he said, when I'm with you, I have no desire to be with anybody else. I enjoy your company. I think you're terrific. And when you're not with me, I don't think about you at all. And, I mean, it was brutal at the time, but it was very easy for me at that moment to do exactly what I did, which is say, gee, thanks. Goodbye. Because he was honest. And, you know, I had sensed that there was a disconnect there that just was not going to work, not only for the long term, but even for the short term. And I was just delighted, although delight may be the wrong word. I was glad that he was able to articulate exactly what the case was. So I didn't have to, there didn't have to be any tears or recriminations or how come you're not going to do this or why don't you ever call me? Or didn't have to do any of that. He was very clear that I was a placeholder, and that there's, I mean, I think there are times in our life where being a placeholder is fine and times in our life where it's not so fine, and it really depends on, and I think all of us have hung out with people that we knew on some level were not keepers. We just knew it, and either we refused to acknowledge it or we let ourselves pretend that it, maybe it was, but and when you look back on it, you can see that there were all sorts of warning signs. I mean, even in your case, not knowing very much about this relationship, is that when, you know, that she, you felt that she spent more time with her friends and her family than she did with you, that she was not, that your rhythms were different, that you would work very hard during the day at a time where she had a lot of time on her hands, so she wanted to go play and you wanted to rest. I mean, those are major indicators, and both of you, because of whatever appeal the two of you had for each other, just chose to overlook them. But they're not really overlookable phenomenon. And so what I would do at this moment, get yourself a notebook, write down all the things you liked about the relationship and all the things that didn't work in the relationship, because you're 34 years old. There's going to be other relationships, and what you want to do is learn from this one, because as long as you learn something, it's not, you know, the pain will ebb over time, because, and there are things to be learned here, but in terms of this, I wouldn't do anything. I just let it go. Yeah, let it go.
Okay. And even if it would, it be completely inappropriate to send one, like, response letter, or is that,
what are you gonna say? You going to make your case? Why? I mean, it's. She already knows. I'll tell you what. Write the letter that you would send, and then either call me and read it to me, and I'll tell you absolutely not to send it, or write the letter that you want to send and look at it, and you'll hear me in your ear saying, "What's the point here? What are you doing here?"
Yeah. All right. So then
and
I'll
it's okay. Yeah, it's okay to write it. Just don't send it. And if you want me to, I'll go over it with you. But the likelihood of my saying, sure, that's a great idea, because those letters are always self-serving. They're always saying, but I'm such a good person. How can you leave me? How can you dump me? And the answer is, it has nothing to do with being a good person. Perfectly good people get dumped all the time. And perfectly good people dump other people all the time. The question is not, do you get dumped? The question is, what do you learn from it, number one? And number two, what kind of class can you bring to a situation so you're hurting people as little as possible? All right, write the letter. Okay. Call me up about it, all right? Sandy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My question is, my husband has lent his sister $30,000because she was late on her house payments, and she wanted to get out from under the house, and now the house is sold, and she's getting ready to repay it. And my husband told me last night that he thinks we should just forgive the $30,000, and I disagree mainly because his sister has always overspent. The kids have always had the latest in all the gadgets. And
well, but Sandy, you know, wait a minute, Sandy, wait a minute. Let me back you up a little bit. A couple things.
Okay.
First of all, you have to remember this is his family, not yours. All right. Number one. Number two, she's offering to pay back the money. So whether she overspends or not, she's offering to pay back the money. Number three, that judging somebody else's lifestyle is pointless, and you're gonna get an argument with your husband over nothing, because you can't win it. So I mean,
okay.
I would leave this. I mean, I don't know. Presumably, the two of you have enough money to loan her $30,000, and the refunding.
Yeah,
you. Okay, well, that's a good thing. You're not going to change her lifestyle, nor is it up to you to judge it. Number three, as I point out, this is his family. However, one of the possibilities is whispering in your husband's ear, without being a stinker about it, of, look, she got in trouble once. You bailed her out. And why don't we, if she pays the money back, put it in a bank account where it's getting some interest, and the next time she gets into trouble, we can draw it down from that account.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Doctor.
Okay, kiddo. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, there's cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question, need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, it's that time of week, which we haven't. This is the first one of the new year. Yay! Because we only do It's Broken, Let's Fix It when there's a reason to do it. As those of you who may be new to the program should understand, as on a day-to-day basis, I take your phone calls about whatever it is that's going on in your life to try and make things better, fix it, right? Part of what I do is I review movies, which you can find at drjoy.com, and part of what movies have become recently, some of the best things in movie theaters are documentaries. And the nice thing about documentaries is they fall into one of two categories as far as I'm concerned, either the ones that you want to set your hair on fire afterwards because they're just so upsetting or depressing, and then my favorite, which are the ones that tell you about a horrible problem in theory, but they have a solution. So those are the people that we invite to come and talk with me, because I figure that they have to do with more than just a day-to-day issue, whether it's talking about pollution or global warming or plastic bags or BP oil spills or whatever. So today I have with me as my very special guest a man who has done a documentary about somebody that probably most of the guys know. all right, who is Manny. Let's see if, make sure I pronounce this right, which is Pacquiao. Did I do it right, Ryan?
It's Dr. Droid at Pacquiao, Manny Pacquiao.
Aha, Pacquiao. All right, so I put the emphasis on the wrong syllable. I got all the syllables right, but they were just the wrong emphasis. And Ryan Moore is my guest. He is also the director. Now, did you write this as well? I suppose writing a documentary is, in theory, you don't write a documentary, you shoot a documentary, right?
Yeah, you know, they're kind of capture life as it unfolds, but, you know, the actual writing takes place in the editing room, really.
Good point. So did you edit this as well or not?
Well, I had several editors that I worked with because we had, you know, we had to sift through over 1,200 hours of footage. I was lucky enough to have to watch all of it. But, you know, when you have that much footage, you need a lot of editors and a lot of guys, you know, kind of just going
saying,
through.
Saying, no, Ryan, and we don't need this right now. And you're saying, but I love this. I love this scene. All right, so let's start. 1,200 hours over what period of time?
Well, I started filming in 2010 and you know, filmed for several years, I also got some of Manny's personal archival footage, which, you know, dates back to his teenage years, so really old stuff.
All right, so you shot for what, 3 years, is that, more or less?
Yeah, more or less.
Okay, and now was Manny already somewhat famous by the time you decided to start shooting him?
Absolutely, yeah, he already had won some of his biggest fights, and he was definitely internationally known.
Now, are you a boxing aficionado or not?
Yes. You know, I grew up being a fan of the likes of Mike Tyson, you know, Sugar Ray Leonard, guys like that. So, yeah, I mean, I always loved boxing.
All right. I must tell you, that Ryan sent me this film a couple of months ago, which I thought was great. I mean, I was delighted to get it. I am not much a fan of boxing, to be quite honest, because I understand what happens when you smack somebody on the chin and their brain hits the back of their head. It's actually called contra coup in medical school, and we do not encourage people to do this. On the other hand, it's a really cool documentary. I actually called and told Ryan that. I said, you know, here's the deal. It's, you know, I'm not crazy about boxing, but I like your film a lot. So you decided, now this was your first foray, right, into filming?
That's right, yeah. And it was, I mean, talk about diving into the deep end. I thought I would spend about 2 years on it, and it ended up being a 5-year long journey. You know, I'm glad you enjoyed it. That's, you know, that's why I... You know, that's why I made it. I have just to at least make people enjoy it.
Well, I must tell you, during some of the boxing things, I did have my fingers over my eyes, but we won't talk about that here. All right, so here's the deal. So you were interested in boxing, and if I'm correct, this was your first foray into filmmaking, and you are Filipino as well, or your mom was Filipino?
That's right, yeah. I'm Filipino-American, and the reason why, you know, I wanted to make this film is because, you know, Manny is... you know, one of the biggest things to ever come out of the country. And he's had an amazing boxing career, but he's transcended the sport. You know, his story is the Cinderella Man story, and, you know, it's the likes of what people have never, ever seen. So that's what really drew me to it.
Well, and one of the things about Manny is I'm used to seeing boxers, like, as you say, like Muhammad Ali or Mike Tyson. I've actually worked out in the same gym with Mike Tyson. I'll tell you Mike Tyson's story if we have time. But, I mean, these are big dudes. They're not necessarily – and Mike Tyson is not very tall. But he's very broad, and he's very muscular. And Manny was, what, 98 pounds when he started boxing at 16 or something? I mean, and he's still not – how tall is Manny, like 5'5"?
Yeah, Manny's 5'6". And what's wild about him is, you know, he started out so small because – he was really malnourished.
Yeah.
I mean, when he started out as a boxer, he did it as a necessity to feed his family. So that's really, you know, that was why he kind of fell into it. And because he was so skinny when he started, naturally, as he got older and bigger, he, you know, he kind of grew into his body as he was able to eat a regular
food
diet,
yeah.
Even
at the end when if you look at a picture of Manny when he's not in the ring, or even when he's in the ring, he's skinny. I mean, he has musculature, but he's not Mike Tyson. He's not Muhammad Ali. He's not, he is not a big man. And you could still, even in his adulthood, you could still see his rib cage. The thing about him is not only, he decided to kind of save his family, and it turns out that he was, what makes a great boxer? His hands are really fast. Is that it?
No. I think what really creates a fighter is his spirit, and I think that fighters are born out of the toughest conditions. And because Manny grew up really poor, as I said, he couldn't even, he had to fight to feed his family. You're fighting for a different reason, and I think that this isn't really, the reason why you're fighting isn't really just for sport, and I think fighting for things like that create a unique person,
Ryan, do we know any fighters that, I'm not certainly any sort of expert, as Joyce Brothers wasn't either. She just decided that was something she could study very quickly. But most fighters do. If you're from a wealthy family, why would you let someone smack you around all the time and get bloodied? There are better things to do. It seems to me that almost by definition, if you're a boxer, with very few exceptions, and I can't even think of any, that it's something born of necessity, that you're saying it's this or die, or it's this or, be in prison or something. That it doesn't seem to me that boxing as a sport is going to attract anybody except people who feel the huge necessity to survive.
Yeah, and that's why, for the most part, boxing is kind of known as a gutter sport, and there really isn't much boxing. That really is. There aren't many people, any boxers that have really hit the mainstream these days. Think about it, and that's because most big guys that we would have seen, maybe who would have been boxers in the past, are now moving on to the NFL or other sports that aren't as dangerous.
Brutal.
So that's why. It took a guy from the Philippines, who grew up in the slums, to capture, the world stage, and that's why he's the most unlikely person you would imagine to accomplish what he has. Because, as you said, not only is he really small, but how he came to the unit, to accomplish what he has. It's really a story that I don't even think that Hollywood could even write about, and fictionalize. This is something that it's almost too wild to be true.
It's almost, Good News Bears. Come on, folks, let's get serious about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and not only did he was a child of poverty and grew up, in unimaginable conditions, but also is this scrawny kid. He wasn't big. He didn't look like he was going to be the class bully. Am I correct in saying that he holds the Guinness Book of World Records for the most championships in eight different weight classifications?
Yes, that's right. In fact, Manny is the only person in the history of boxing to accomplish the most world titles in eight weight division. What that means is, because he moved up from such a small weight and kept beating guys bigger and bigger than him, it's almost like, it's almost like David and Goliath. Like, he'll fight guys that are like almost 20 pounds heavier than him, which is unheard of in boxing.
And 6 inches taller, with like 6 more inches of reach. It was just amazing to watch some of these guys. So let's go back for, well, I'll tell you what, we probably need to take a break here. When we come back, let's talk about some of the archival stuff that he had, which seems kind of interesting for him to have kept it, and why this story is going to sort of catches people's imagination, whether they like boxing or not. My guest is Ryan Moore, who's done a documentary called Manny about Manny Pacquiao, and I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/ the knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's Broken, Let's Fix It is I guess maybe it's an unusual subtitle for today's subject. We're talking with Ryan Moore, who's directed as his first out-of-the-box movie, something that's gotten some awards called Manny, about Manny Pacquiao, who is the Philippine, I would call him a phenomenon, would you? I mean, he's a boxer, but he's certainly, as you say, transcends boxing. You mentioned that part of what you used was archival footage from him. So these are just the matches that other people videotaped or something?
Yes. Well, when I started filming this, one day I met Manny in his house, and he had a box of tapes, about 200 tapes that he had never even looked before, and he handed them over to me. And it was like a treasure chest. I mean, you know, he just handed them over and said, here, here are the masters, and, you know, see what you can find in it. So,
wow.
I mean, I found a lot of great gems in there, for sure.
Well, presumably that was that part of the 1,200 hours, or was that in addition to the 1,200 hours?
You know, that was in addition to the 1,200 hours.
Jeez Louise. Your editors are probably, their eyeballs are falling out, and they're probably saying, if Ryan calls, tell him, you know, we're at the beach or something. Jeez, that's a lot. Because the movie's, what, about just under 2 hours, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's about 90 minutes. So,
yeah.
You know, I mean, because, you figure, what do you lose and what do you keep? And that becomes the difficult thing.
All right, so let me just talk about something. I hate people who talk about movies, because if you're going to go see the movie, you don't really want someone to have recapped it for you. But Manny, there are sort of some stages of Manny, that he was the young kid, and then he was the enormously successful boxer, but not a great husband or father, it looked like. And then he sort of finds redemption. It's not really focused on very much in the documentary, but it seemed to me that was part of his arc. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I think what happened was, with respect to Manny's life, you know, his father left when he was a young boy. So I think that having experienced that early on, not having a father figure, that kind of created his journey into boxing, because he had to feed his mom and the rest of his siblings. But ultimately, I think that played a role in how he handled his own family once he had it as well. But
he didn't know what he was doing, is what you're saying.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think not having a father figure for sure would definitely, and plus being a celebrity on the world
stage. Yeah, I was going to say, a lot of temptation.
Temptation. Sure.
Because you have some interviews with his wife, who I guess is a typical sort of celebrity wife, and that she kind of downplays the fact. It sounds like he was not faithful, and was there a drug? I couldn't tell from the movie whether there was drug involvement. You would assume that boxers who are so dependent on being strong and healthy would not dabble, but we know that many have.
So, absolutely drinking. I know that much.
Yeah.
I know
that,
he was partying a lot and going out and stuff like that. And, that definitely takes a toll on your body as well, you know?
And your marriage.
Yeah, definitely.
So, again, you got some very famous people involved in this. I don't want to give away what happens up to the second half, the last half of the movie, because I think that in and of itself, well, I suppose we can allude to it, which is he's now heavily involved in politics, right, in the Philippines?
That's right, and that's what kind of, we were talking about him transcending boxing, and that's kind of wild, is, you have a guy who had to stop going to school in the sixth grade because they couldn't afford to even eat, much less go to school. So for him to actually use the success in the ring that he attained and then use that to go into politics to want to help his people and become a congressman, I mean, you can't kind of write this stuff, This is
well, and the interesting thing for me is that he, at some point, at least for a period of time, that he was both boxing and being in politics at the same time.
And that's right. Yeah, he's the world's first boxing congressman. The world's never seen him before.
Well, maybe we need him to go to Washington, because I think there are a couple of guys that we should punch out. And that would maybe make things better. You got some pretty high-powered folk involved in this. You got Liam Neeson to do some of the voiceover, some of the narration. How'd you manage that?
Well, Liam is someone that I really wanted to work with, because of the fact that I knew he was a boxer when he was growing up in Ireland.
All you have to do is look at that nose, and you can tell it.
That's right. Absolutely. And for me, because I wanted to use someone who understood the boxer's struggle, and I knew that Liam would definitely be able to understand. So,
and Mickey Rourke is too crazy.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. We love Mickey, but I don't know that we can count on him. No, I don't think so.
So, thankfully Liam, I was able to catch him at a good time, and I wrote him a letter, and his agent, basically handed him the letter, and a few months later, we were in New York working together in the studio. So it was a long shot, but, especially because it was my first film, but,
Has he seen the finished product?
Yes, he has, and, You did an interview and you said that that you know that you love the film, so you know, that meant a lot.
And you got Jimmy Kimmel involved, Jeremy Piven Mark Wahlberg. Mark Wahlberg was pretty interesting. Was he a boxer as well? How come he got involved in this? Or just a fan?
You know, I mean, Mark's a huge fan. You know, he did the film The Fighter, which you know when he was actually working on The Fighter, he was studying Manny Pacquiao when he was on that film. So he and Christian Bale used to go to watch Manny train, and they studied them quite a bit. And so for me, you know, it was a no-brainer to get him involved. And the funny thing is, I actually got Mark into the project by running into him at a public bathroom. And
see, that's the problem about you guys, is that I'm not going to run into him in a public bathroom. Darn. See, there really is an old boys network. It's called the urinal. Oh, dear. So, do you have a next film planned?
I am writing a screenplay. You know, it's a coming-age story in the Philippines. When I was younger, I spent about 5 years, you know, when I went to high school in the Philippines. So that's something that definitely shaped and influenced my life a lot. So that's something I've been writing about. And I'm still very much involved in Manny, and if there's a Floyd Mayweather Manny Pacquiao fight, which would be the fight of the century, you know, I'm going to have to drop everything I'm doing and cover that just because
because you have to, sure.
I have to,
Sure. Let me ask you a quick question because we're just about out of time about the religious political situation in the Philippines, because I think as Americans we're very used to Filipinos being American Filipinos in the United States. But it sounds like the situation, especially with the religious undertones, may be a little less stable there than we'd like. Is that true or not?
Well, you know, it depends. I mean, I think that, well, you know, what's different about the Philippines and the United States is here, you know, there's a separation between church and state, where in the Philippines, that really isn't. No, not really. So, you know, although their legal system, I mean, you know, their system is based on our own. That is a huge difference, and you know, I can't speak to how you know what the correct state of the political system is there, but you know, that's something that while I was filming, I noticed was very different.
Yeah, Ben. Listen, Brian, we're just out of time, so I'm going to let you go off and do a couple of rounds with somebody other than me. And tell people to watch out for Manny. It is in select theaters on demand January 23rd. And if you need your tattoos removed, Brian may be your man as well. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at...
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.